Russ, what did you make of that
today? Yeah, really pleased. Psychologically, very, not that I'm a psychologist, but very difficult round when you look around the league when you're not playing finals against a team that is surging for a finals appearance. So I thought we were competitive early, but we made some fundamental errors where they kicked a couple of easy ones. But I thought our fight and our willpower from there was really strong, and we were right in the game. So we ran it out strong. We attacked the game. There's some really good lessons for us going forward. Our backs ran, our forwards presented, and some of our young players grew and our leaders stood up. So that was today. So it's really pleasing, and it gives us a measure around where you've got to be for the edge of the eight. I think that's where it's at. So that was pleasing. On the course of the year, failure's feedback. And everyone in the club, we need to leave no stone unturned for myself. Continue to improve and grow, learn from this hard period, which I feel I'm doing. I feel our group's doing and our leaders, and we'll continue to surge ahead and grow.
Did you need a result like that or performance like that after the last fortnight? Just the confidence or, you know, end the season, hitting the line, you know, that people talk about?
Yeah, I know people talk about it. I was clear that, as disappointing as I were, there were some mitigating circumstances that I knew we'd picked a stronger team today. We applied rigour at selection. Every time you pick a team, you send a message. So we brought in Lachie Neal, best and fairest winner. Harley Bunnell, gee whiz, he was exciting at the end. I thought he had him on toast, but we had to tap him out because of his physical parameters. But he, as you said, it's going to be a big summer, so if you can do the work, we know we've got a top-flight player there. You know, so we added to our group, and we knew we'd be more competitive. So there's a message there for guys that go out of the team that that's the level. And I was always on track that, on record of saying, I thought we'd been very competitive bar a few games all year, and there's always circumstances. So from where we are, We cut our list hard, and there'll be some. The only constant thing is AFL football, as someone told me, is change. So there'll be more change, but we're working really hard to try and bridge the gap. So we didn't. It was important for our supporters and ourselves that we displayed our character, because fundamentally that's what football's about. And I thought we displayed great character today. I'm not really interested in anyone else's opinion.
What was the message to them at the end when you brought them into the huddle?
In the last quarter?
No, on the ground. You brought everyone
it's
in.
It's a secret.
No clues? No.
I was just thanking them for their efforts. I thought they displayed great character. And today counted. You can't just say today doesn't count. Today counted. So it was pleasing.
On Harley Bennell, have you mapped out a plan for his Peel Thunder finals and stuff from here?
Or do
you
no, wait I was still working he... through that.
So he's not certain to play next week after playing on Eddie had and the hard surface and all that business?
Yeah, we're still working through it.
The team, you mentioned there'll be changes. Obviously, there'll be changes. Have you got the nucleus of a decent side here? Are you happy with the base of the squad, I guess?
Well, that's the aim. That's the aim. We need to improve. Need to get men of character through the door with talent and work hard and improve our system. So it can be done. We'll do the work and we'll come again. We know that.
Fans can get a bit impatient. Have you got a message to them as to where the rebuild sits and that sort of thing?
Well, there's no metric on it. There's no, we're on track for week six and we're not for week 16. It doesn't work like that. We're really a year in, maybe a year and a half of a four-year plan. So I think Ron Barassi had a five-year plan at Melbourne that didn't go according to plan. So there's plenty of plans that get... You've got to stay the course. You bring your members and fans along for the ride. And I think our executive from Dale Alcock, Steve Rossich, Chris Bond, myself and Nathan Fife have been strong at doing that. There's going to be some frustration, but there was a lot of passion last week at the ground when they were chanting the Freo song. So you can't just be defined by wins and losses. It's about doing the work and building and enjoying the journey. And taking the emotional risk to do the work, there's no guarantee. If you can produce one for me, I'm happy to have it.
Ken McCarthy going out of the side today, what was the theory behind that?
The theory was we thought he needed to improve in some areas, and we brought someone else in. So Shane Kirsten come in. So I mean, match committee's done. We've done the game. We've spoken about our big picture. We know there's a lot of good teams in the competition that we're chasing. We feel we'll grow. At what rate or not, we're not too sure. But if everyone in the club tries to outperform in their role and grows and we improve, I'm sure it can be done.
Have you liked what you've seen from Matt Taberner over the last 3 weeks?
Oh, look, I've got to go away and assess. It's very hard to individualise impressors. It's been a long, hard year. I'd really just acknowledge the whole group's form today, and we all go away. And the big picture is we continue to build, and we're in a lot of tight games. I think we had a couple of blowouts, and we understand the reasons for that, and we need to continue to improve. So I'm not here to dissect the list with respect.
On the evidence of 23 rounds, who do you think will be premiers?
Oh, I'm not too sure. Not too sure. Thank you.
Thanks, Russ.